When it comes to blockbusters, bigger and bolder is Hollywood's plan for this summer. Movie studios are counting on new and improved sequels to make up for last summer's poor showing at theater box offices. Disney and Marvel have had a great start with Avengers: Infinity War. The superhero movie had the biggest worldwide opening weekend in history, with more than $640 million in tickets sold. And that does not include the market in China, where the movie just opened. The film's secret weapon? The largest ever group of superheroes, including Black Panther, explosive special effects in outer space, and an unpredictable ending. Joe Russo co-directed the film with his brother Anthony.
I hope they remember you.
Nobody's ever done anything like this before. You're taking this many really successful franchises and combining them all into one movie, into one big finale.
The film cost $320 million to make. But the Disney-Marvel studio has recovered its expenses many times over. As of Thursday, it has earned more than $1.2 billion at movie theaters. Infinity War's unusual storyline may also signal a change toward more imaginative big action films than in summers past. The darkly funny 2016 film Deadpool was such a success that 20th Century Fox has produced a sequel. Fans hope that Deadpool 2 will keep the humor and unexpected storytelling of the first in the series.
I'm a driver. I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
Walt Disney and Lucasfilm Studios are hoping to earn back the production cost of the science fiction film Solo, a Star Wars story. Oscar-winning filmmaker Ron Howard reshot 80% of the film after taking over when the original directors resigned. Howard's uncompromising demand for quality pushed production costs to over $250 million. The movie tells the story of the early years of Star Wars hero Han Solo and his hairy co-pilot, Chewbacca.
I know why we're here. A rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from the island that's about to explode. What could go wrong?
Blue is alive. He raised her.
Bigger and more frightening, describe the latest Jurassic Park movie from Universal. Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom includes dinosaurs, naturally, but also an environmental appeal. Humans seek to save the huge animals from disappearing.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball. And we are going to rob it. Not the ball itself,
on the neck of Daphne Kluger.
Valued at over $100 million.
$150 million, actually.
The robbery comedy Ocean's 8 features diamonds, beautiful clothes, and fearless females. Sandra Bullock stars along with Cate Blanchett and Anne Hathaway. The film is an all-female version of Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's series. Warner Brothers Studios expects the film will be a big hit with girls and women. I'm Ashley Thompson.